If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. They are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Britney Spears victorious in conservatorship battle. I'm Alex Schiffman, and this is Hollywire, your 24/7 celebrity news. Britney Spears just announced on Instagram that she has new real representation in her conservatorship case. Britney shared this news with a video of her riding a horse and doing cartwheels to KT Tunstall's Black Horse in a Cherry Tree. As Britney captioned this video, "New with real representation today, I feel gratitude and blessed." Britney Spears was just granted the right to hire her own lawyer for her long-running battle to get out of her abusive conservatorship. Britney took to Instagram to thank her fans for their support and update them on her victory by captioning her latest Instagram post with, "Thank you to my fans who are supporting me. You have no idea what it means to me to be supported by such awesome fans." Now, this is a huge step in Britney's conservatorship battle, as this is the first time her voice has actually been heard, it seems. And of course, you know, Britney having a choice, making her own decisions, is a big win for the Free Britney movement, and that is all that we are hoping for in this battle. This is part of the caption to Britney's latest Instagram post, where she is riding on horseback and doing cartwheels as KT Tunstall's Black Horse in a Cherry Tree plays. As Britney explained in her Instagram caption, "Peps, this is me celebrating by horseback, riding and doing cartwheels today, hashtag Free Britney." I mean, we love to see Britney in a much better place, celebrating, doing cartwheels, horseback riding, everything. Seeing her in a positive place just makes us all happy. And I really love how she's reaching out to her fans and showing support and love, because I do believe that the support of her fans has given Britney the confidence to move forward with this conservatorship battle and her case in general. Britney has been trying to be free of the conservatorship and the control her father, Jamie Spears, has over her career and finances. In her second court hearing, Britney accused her father of ruining her life and demanded that he be arrested and charged. As she told Judge Brenda Penny, "I'm here to get rid of my dad and charge him with conservatorship abuse." She called the conservatorship effing cruelty and told Judge Penny that she wants to press charges against my father today. While Judge Penny did not grant Britney that, she did approve Britney's request to hire former federal prosecutor Matthew Rosengart, a well-known Hollywood attorney, as her lawyer. Again, hearing this from Britney's mouth herself only makes it that much more real and, of course, heartbreaking. It's just devastating to kind of relive everything Britney has lived through her entire life. And we can only hope that this new lawyer will be in support of Britney's case, and that her case will definitely be ruled in her favor by the judge. This is a win for the Free Britney movement. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker secretly eloped? Fans are convinced Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker got married in Vegas. This speculation sparked after Kourtney's hairstylist's cryptic Instagram caption. Longtime friends turned lovers Kravis attended the UFC match in Vegas, where it's speculated they also got married. Kourtney's hairstylist, Glenn Oropeza, posted a series of photos of Kourtney and Travis in Vegas on Instagram. These photos have a cryptic caption with possibly telling emojis that has fans convinced Kourtney and Travis eloped in Vegas. As Glenn captioned these photos, "Now I understand why people tie the knot in Vegas. Chapel emoji, tear emoji, black heart emoji. There's nothing like love and a good time, party emoji." Fans think the chapel emoji is a sign that Kourtney and Travis got married in Vegas, as in going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. I guess what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas. While we don't know exactly what's going on here, as a longtime Kardashian fan, I have never seen Kourtney this happy. She is glowing. She looks genuinely happy. She looks genuinely happy and in love, and I'm very happy for the two. Of course, fans already have thoughts on this cryptic post with tweets like, "So are Travis Barker and Kourtney married? These are the things I need answered." One follower even commented on Glenn's post with, "Did you just break major news, LOL?" While another added, "Stop messing with us." What's even more sus is Glenn edited his caption. Apparently, at one point, his caption included the engagement ring emoji, which he has since switched to a black heart. Now, while we necessarily don't know what's going on here or have any sort of confirmation, all the signs point to a huge milestone within these two's lives, whether it's marriage or an engagement, we still don't know. It didn't help that after Glenn's post, Travis' daughter, Alabama, shared a shot of Kourtney and Travis in Las Vegas with the text, "At Travis Barker, at Kourtney Kardashian, so happy for you guys," red heart emojis, about to cry emojis. This, of course, added more fuel to the fire, especially since these wedding rumors follow several sources telling E! That this couple is in it for the long haul. I mean, when Travis's daughter is confirming the news, so to speak, with a caption, then this news has to be real. Personally, I think that it's more of an engagement announcement than a wedding announcement. As we know, the Kardashians are a super close family, and I don't think Kourtney would actually go on with the marriage without her family and children there. Mads Lewis clears up Christian Pollard relationship timeline. Mads and Christian just told People all about how they met and fell for each other. Turns out Mads made the first move. Mads and Christian didn't meet while Mads was dating her ex Jaden Hostler, but they were just friends until Mads and Jaden broke up. Mads and Christian confessed in this article that they would use pool games to flirt in front of everybody without them knowing. As Mads told People, "We probably met in the content house called Just a House LA. He's friends with all the girls that were in the house. He's like a brother figure to them, protected them a lot. I started flirting with him and I was like, he's cute." Mads and Christian were hanging out as friends at first, but romance sparked and Mads went Instagram official with Christian in May, who at the time was just her friend, at least to her followers. Listen, I'm all about a strong, independent woman making the first move. I just saw a statistic on TikTok that said 86% of women who make the first move end up marrying that person. Listen, don't believe everything you read, but I'm saying, shoot your shot, girl. We also found out through this article what the emoji 8-ball means to Mads and Christian, as they would often caption and comment on each other's posts with the 8-ball emoji. Apparently, one of the first things Mads and Christian used to do together was play pool, and Christian even got them matching 8-ball rings to commemorate the activity that brought them together. As Mads explained, "That's like our I love you because we flirted over playing billiards." So it's super cute that they kept it on the down low, but had that 8-ball language to communicate with. Christian even explained how he popped the question of asking Mads out, as he said, "When I asked her out originally, I got us two rings that had the 8-ball on it because we would play pool, and that was our way of flirting in front of everybody without them knowing. But she's actually really good at pool. I'm known to hit the 8-ball, and so I'd always make that joke. And before we were sending hearts, we would send the 8-ball emoji, so I thought that was cute." Again, super cute that they had this secret language to communicate with in front of people as they were kind of fostering this relationship. And I love how self-deprecating Christian is about his pool skills and how great Mads was at it. I mean, solid guy, couple goals. Nessa Barrett claps back at plastic surgery claims. Quick breakdown, Nessa Barrett wants her followers to know she isn't plastic and wants people to stop spreading lies about the work she's had done. According to Nessa, the only work she's had done is getting her lips filled. Nessa claims that she hasn't filled her lips in months. Nessa Barrett is over rumors that she's had any work done, as Nessa recently took to her Instagram story to set the record straight, as Nessa wrote, "I'm sorry y'all are so stupid calling me plastic and spreading lies about work I got done. No, just my lips, and I haven't filled them in months." So it seems like Nessa is claiming the only close to plastic surgery or work she's done to her body is lip fillers. And Nessa did previously confirm this in June of 2020 after a breakup with Josh Richards by responding to a comment on her TikTok saying, "Yes, I got a little filler on my top lip. It's swollen right now and it's going to go down. Trust." You know, Nessa Barrett is not the first celebrity to have to defend claims like this. As we know, it is her decision to choose whether to admit if she's had any plastic surgery or to share that with her followers. And she was very open about having lip fillers, and she continues to confirm that statement. However, she has not had any other work done, according to her. Fans have been vocal about Nessa's evolving appearance since she's been in the spotlight. Like this person who recently tweeted, "Whoever is doing Nessa Barrett's lips needs to lose their plastic surgery license." But one of Nessa's fans came to her defense by responding to this plastic surgery critic with, "She's been so open since literally the day she got lip filler, even stated and talked about it in her Allure video. I don't know why people keep trying to put her down and shame her, calling her plastic and making up ish, even if she did get work done. It's her choice." Whether or not you agree with plastic surgery, I do agree with that statement that it is her choice to decide whether she gets anything done. Nessa Barrett has always been vocal about her body image and how she deals with the hate she gets online. She went live on Instagram once after getting hate over a photo where you could see her stomach by saying, "I've been going through my comments and it's really hard seeing people body shame me, especially when it's the only photo that I've really ever posted with my stomach showing, which is why I cover up myself so much and wear a lot of baggy stuff and hoodies all the time. I have a past with eating disorders and I struggle a lot with body dysmorphia like any other person does and insecurities. If any of you guys are on an app and scroll through their feed and see something they don't like, just scroll past it. Do not spend the next few seconds taking the time out of your day to comment something negative because you don't know what someone else is going through." Yeah, unfortunately, hate is something that influencers and celebrities deal with on social media often. This is not new, but you never know what someone is going through. And I think we all need to be a little bit nicer on social media and not judge others. So what do you guys think about Nessa's claims that she hasn't gotten any plastic surgery done? I'm Alex Schiffman, and follow us at HollyWire for your 24/7 celebrity news.